Yeah.
Hello, young man.
Hey, hey.
Hi there.
What's up?
Boy, you guys are right. I heard y'all talking with the musers during the mix about wake up voice and denying that you're sleeping when you answer the phone and someone goes, oh, did I wake you? No, I'm cool.
I know. I was up. No, you weren't. Yeah, I was. I was up. I was just chilling. What's up? I do it 100% of the time. There's not a time I've ever admitted to being asleep when someone called.
But why?
I don't know.
Yeah, what are you afraid of?
I don't know. I don't know what's so bad about being...
There's nothing shameful in sleeping.
I know, but I never admit it.
Yeah, so you guys are KG veterans of doing the pigskin panel, and typically, Daddy will send you a note the night before, or even like on the Monday before.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Daddy called me at 7:50. I got no text, reminder, nothing. So it was
See, if you would have had your phone on Do Not Disturb, you would have missed the pigskin panel, Matt.
I would have. Yeah.
That's fine. I have responsibility.
Do you put your phone on Do Not Disturb, Corby?
I've never done that.
I haven't either.
It's so strange. I do it all the time.
I don't know what's strange about it.
Because we work in the business that we do work in, my ringer is always on silent. So I can't hear my phone ring. I can hear it buzz very lightly. And I heard it this morning, but it's because I don't want it to ring. I don't want to be Norm on the air and it ring, you know?
Yes.
So it's always kind of on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, yeah, so I'm silent. I'm trying to, the only time I will have my phone where I can actually hear the ring is if, like, my wife is out of town.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if you're doing something or whatever, then she calls or whatever, then you know you can hear it. But other than that,
she's the one person that I will let disturb me because I don't put it on Do Not Disturb when she's gone. But everyone else, I'll figure out what happened in the morning.
No, it's smart. It's smart.
Well, I know to call if something's happening in the middle of the night.
Yeah, in the middle of the night.
That's you.
I'll be in some kick-ass dream. So,
what is the highest level of automobile maintenance repair? you've ever done by yourself or with help from YouTube? He mentions change of flat, oil change, new brakes, change of battery, replace spark plugs, any of that stuff.
I replaced my horn once.
Whoa.
Did you have to go to YouTube and follow directions?
I think I did, actually, yes. And my horn was located, like, the actual speaker for the horn or whatever you would call it was kind of low down. And I got down inside the hood.
Yeah, sounds like you know exactly what you did.
And I've replaced headlight before.
But that's it. I think I did that, too, in one of my old – all of the things that I've done, though – were back in high school, college, and in my 20s.
Right.
Now, I have replaced a battery relatively recently.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's no big deal. But changing a flat, are we now to the point where our kids, there's a good chance that they'll never change a flat?
No, I think the old beater of a car is still going to be out there no matter what. So I think you'll definitely have to know those basics no matter how much time goes by.
Well, why wouldn't they have to change a flat? They just call somebody to do it for them?
AAA or something like that?
It's usually worked into the insurance. You can get somebody to come out and do your flat tire.
Yeah, it's pretty easy now. And now with run flat tires, like tires are different, you know, than they were when we were growing up. They were basically inner tubes you took down the Brazos River.
Oh, man, you know? Could just have the fix-a-flat, put that in the tire, and then just go until you can. Man, it's... I can't remember the last time I changed a flat. I can.
I've changed one within the last of this year.
But if I have enough time if I call and they say, all right, you know, we could be out in 15 minutes, I'll just wait because that's kind of why they're there.
Are there people right now that are listening that change their own oil?
Yes.
I guarantee yes. I would say yes as well. Now that I won't do.
I've done that before. My dad showed me.
Yeah, my grandpa showed me, and I'm like, Grandpa, you know that we can go down to the store, and it's like $12 to do this, and it saves about 4 hours.
$12? Where are you getting your oil changed?
Well, this was in 1988, so it was a little bit different.
Please let me know.
Yeah.
I'm going there.
You drive wherever to go get that $12 oil change. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's about it. Oil change, well, I can't do that now, but changing a flat is pretty much where I can go.
Yeah, no, I agree. From our food connoisseur, Ranch Pizza, what is the worst food opinion that you have? He says his is he hates milk and cereal. Mine is that I don't like chocolate.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
What about eggs?
Most people think it's weird that I really like kale.
That's okay. That's not weird.
Kale's good.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Fine. Yes, I think it's fantastic. I eat it all the time. It's delicious.
But I mean, it's also not good on its own. Kale is good mixed into other forms of salad.
Right, or even a smoothie or something like that.
No, I think you can just eat kale out of the bag. It's very tasty.
Yeah, okay, now you're getting to areas to where it's a little weird. I have
you
a ton of
cook it. Statement.
No, you don't have to cook it. You don't want to cook it. If you just get it fresh, it's delicious.
Weird.
I have a ton of weird plus food opinions. I know that. Gravy sucks. Cooked fruit is disgusting.
Cooked fruit, like apple pie.
Oh, yeah, I'm out. Cherry pie, apple pie, cobbler, whatever. It's
so bad.
It's not good.
I don't think
I can't do it.
I don't like cooked carrots.
Yeah, see, I don't like raw carrots.
Really?
I'm not a big raw vegetable guy.
Man.
Like, I'll eat it in salads and stuff like that, but it's got to have, like, dressing on it. But I can't do, like, I mean, I can. I just don't like it very much. It's too raw.
Is it too noisy?
I don't know. It just doesn't taste good.
Man, I think it, like,
there are some raw vegetables that taste okay.
And then all of them.
If you have to kind of mask it with other things, like, celery feels disgusting. And then you dip it in peanut butter, and all of a sudden, oh, man, it's not bad. Well, yeah, because you have to slather it in peanut butter.
Right, or ranch or something like that. From DF, would you rather have no traffic for the rest of your life or you never have to wait in lines anywhere ever again, meaning airport, restaurants, sports venues, etc.? So, for me, lines.
That's me. I'm with you.
Because I'm used to traffic. But every time I go to a game or a concert or whatever, and there's a line, whether it's outside the stadium or inside the arena, whatever it is, I'm just like, really? And I'll try to go anywhere to find a shorter line for anything.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's true.
Although I had to go to Frisco yesterday, and I had to be there at 5:45.
Ooh.
And that...
I bet that was fun.
...was brutal. And just to think, people have to go through that every single day.
I
can understand. I don't condone it, but I can understand why there's so much rage out there on the roads.
But at least you got to listen.
That is maddening.
You just sit and listen to the ticket and enjoy your drive.
It's one way to do it, but like... Even when we get off the air for like a Stars game at 6:30 or sometimes 6 o'clock, we'll get off, and which is whatever. It doesn't bother me the getting off work early, but knowing that I'm getting ready to go into what's considered traffic, drive time traffic, where it takes me about 15 minutes to leave the station at 7 o'clock to get home, and if I leave at 6 o'clock, it's like 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like it doesn't even matter that I'm getting. I'd rather just work. I'm with you, Donovan. I could see how it could literally take years off your life if you did that both directions every single day.
Just the look on people's faces as we were going north, and just as you look at the car that's passing you, they look so disgusted. And I get it. And I'm not used to it because our hours, we don't have a lot of traffic. Maybe some coming
in the morning,
work,
there
but
is.
None leaving or going home. And just to have to do that every day, especially if your commute is long. Like, if I had to drive from Duncanville to Frisco and then Frisco back home, I'd be going crazy.
Yeah. There's so many people that do that, that drive in from Fort Worth every day to Dallas or vice versa. Like, it's crazy. I would rather, like, if you told me I had to be in Frisco at 5:45, I think I would leave at like 3:30 and wait the hour. Once I'm up there, rather than just sit in traffic for all that time.
Not a bad thought. You know what? Or I'd get one of those Mad Men apartments to where you just stay in the city.
Oh, yeah, where you have the lady that comes over.
No, I'm just saying. I just stay in the city and don't have to worry about it for the week and then come home on the weekends. Another thing that I noticed, though, when you talk about lines, that has to do with the school pickup, because there's a school right down the street from us and we left the house about school pickup time. I can't imagine having to sit there and wait for the kids to come out and you're in line like 45 cars deep.
It's pretty nuts.
Like if that equates to it's no lines when picking up kids, I know thousands of people will go for that no lines.
Or is that traffic?
I would say that's a line.
That's a line.
And there are some people that will get there an hour and a half early to be car number one.
I've done that before.
Yes. And will read or whatever, listen to the radio, whatever, just so they won't have to sit in that, because that's terrible.
I do that, or sometimes I'll just go late and be like, hey, going to be a bit late. Because then just sitting there,
Which goes back to my presidential platform, if I ever ran, and that would be kids getting their driver's license at 8.
Man, I think you may win on that. You know what? Can I borrow that for when I run for mayor of Duncanville?
Certainly cut down on the population.
By the way, Donovan, you would win in a landslide.
Mayor of Duncanville? No, I wouldn't.
Yep. Yeah, easily. You would.
Hands down.
I have no political experience.
It doesn't matter. Have you seen the country?
You have a street.
Yeah. But it's an Oak Cliff.
You got your own street. You would win.
I agree. I think you would.
Would I have to quit this job?
No.
If I ran and won mayor of Duncanville?
Yeah, you couldn't do this job.
I'd have to quit this job?
I don't think so.
But I'm talking about when you're done, when you're retired. This would be your retirement gig as being... Can you imagine retiring and then getting into politics,
though? Being the mayor of a city? No, that would be so bad. But I'm going to run.
From Creamy Soda, time travel, would you go back or forwards? If you go back, you can take one thing from the present from you or with you. If you go forward, you can bring one thing back.
Never going
back. Well, the problem is we saw that in Back to the Future, and it completely changes the timeline that we're on, because everybody would try to go back and I'm investing in Apple or Yahoo or whatever, and then when you got to the current time it'd be completely different.
Do you think if you fast forwarded 10 years that's it, and you saw like whatever company/stock that just went crazy in that 10 years, or you saw that there was a the Cincinnati Bengals won 7 straight Super Bowls or something like that. Could you morally come back in time and not gamble?
No.
Or not put money into that stock?
No.
Oh, there's no way.
Yeah, that's one of the great reasons of doing it. That's the whole point.
So the only reason you would want to go into the future is to see what company succeeded so you could come back and then make all the money.
Yeah. That'd be a good advantage.
I'd want to go into the future.
Because let me tell you something, Corby. I am not going back in time.
You're not?
You can kill that.
No, you're not.
No, I'm out.
What about let's say like 100 years.
No.
What about to...
What are you talking about?
What about to the Garden of Eden?
Just stepping up back in 1924. What up?
Yeah, hey, I'm back.
What's up?
No. Get him.
I'm good. I'm good.
The beginning of writing checks.
Think about it, though, Donovan. You could invent hip hop, and you would have all the songs.
Just all the lyrics. I don't think that's worth going back to 1924.
Do you think, though, if you you created like Death Row Records in 1925, that it would be widely accepted back then?
In 1925, when they're listening to phonographs.
Right.
The Andrews Sisters and then Death Row Records. I signed them to Death Row Records.
My God.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Corby. Thank you, P1s. No, thank you, boy.